my window last evening, the letter man brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, won't you come over to tea? Sure, I know that the hooligan consented, so I went just for all friendship's sake, and the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Hooligan's cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was milled on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine sunny day. You would kill a man twice after eating the spice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake.
But really there was no use. They worked at it over an hour and couldn't get none of it loose, till Hooligan went for the hatchet and Killy came in with a saw. That cake was enough by the powers to paralyze any man's jaw.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was filled on with glue.
Kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's brogans and spilled the whole brew in a tea. Oh, Gilly-hooly, she cried, you're not eating. Try a little bit more for my sake. No thanks, Mrs. Hooligan, says I, but I'd like the receipt of that cake.
There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was filled on with glue.
He was dead. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned for eating Miss Hooligan's cake.